Vavakama Perek Zion Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah is really a continuation of the ideas of the previous Mishnah, and it goes into the details of scenarios in which one has ganav, the person who is trying to steal the animal, has made a successful kinyan, and cases where he has not made a successful kinyan. The Mishnah says, Hayamoshcho v'yotzei. He was dragging the animal and taking it out. However, umeis b'rishus habalim, however, it died before he had a chance to take it out. It died in the rishus of the owner. It's potter. The ganav is potter. He doesn't have to pay kefil. He never made a kinyan on the geneva. Higbiho. However, if he raised up the animal, he lifted it up, in which case, that's a kinyan of hagbah. When a person makes a kinyan of hagbah, of raising the item, even in the rishus of the owner, the kinyan is effective. Therefore, after the hagbah, the animal has become his. He has done an act of geneva. Or he took it out of the rishus of Balaam, either one of those two cases of hagbah, or taking it out of the rishus of the Balaam, vames, and then it dies, chayav, then he will be liable. He'll have to pay kefil for the theft. Nasano lebechoros beno, if he gave the animal to a kohen in the place of giving 5 shkolim for pidyon haben, or the balchova, or he gives the animal to somebody he owes money to, l'shomer chinam, or to somebody who says he'll guard it for him for free, l'shoel, or somebody who wants to borrow the item from him, or l'nosei sachar, or to somebody who's renting the item from him, somebody who is paying, rather, to watch the item, l'sochar, or somebody who's renting the item from him. Now, of course, they may or may not realize that he is a ganav, b'yamoshcho, and that person, the Kohen or the Balchov or the Shemarchinim, etc., they're dragging it out, umeis b'rishus habalim, but the animal dies in the rishus of the owner. There was no kinyan ever made on it by anybody. Potter. So then the ganav's potter doesn't have to pay anything because he wasn't konet, and the people he sent as his agents, as his shalichim, also were not konet. However, higbio, if the Kohen or the Shliach, the Shemachinim, or any of these agents had lifted up the item in the Rishus HaBalim, Oshiotzim Rishus HaBalim, or they took it out of the Rishus HaBalim Vames, and then the animal dies, Chayav, then the Ganav will be Chayav for the Kinyan that was done by his agent. Now, it happens to be that we know that there's a rule called Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, the Shlichus, the act of agency does not work if it's for the purposes of an avera, and here these people are really helping him steal. So why would he be liable? Why would the person who directed them to take it, why would he be liable? So Tosus explains that since the agent here in these cases, we're talking about a scenario where they do not know that it doesn't belong to him. They don't know that it's a geneva. They believe it belongs to him. Under such a scenario, Tosa says we would say yesh shliach d'var avera, would say that actually that the agency is effective, and therefore the ganav who sent them to take the item, since he's the only one who knew that he was doing an act of geneva, they didn't know it. The ganav, the one who sent them, would be chayav.